Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior. This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, where we proclaim that God is a warrior and that we are the warriors of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Brother James. So glad to have you back with us today as we get right into the Bible study. We're going to go to the book of Genesis in a couple verses in chapter 1. So let's get started. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And then we go to verse 27, 26. And God said, "Let us make man after our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." You notice three times I use the word earth. And verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." Today's message is entitled, "We Are God's New Army." Three or four times, I have to go back there, I use the word earth. So we know that God created the earth. And we know that God created man upon the earth along with the other beings that he created. No problem with that. Now, we also know the Bible tells us that God created the heavens and everything that's in the heavens. We also know, praise God, that Satan, Lucifer, the anointed cherub that covereth, the angelic created being, was part of the inner circle of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And of all the created beings he had created, being had the light of Jesus Christ in heaven. And when the created beings, the angelic beings, the seraphim and the cherubim, needed to see the light of Jesus Christ, they saw Lucifer as more of a representative of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all worship, all musical worship, music is a form of worship, came through this ambassador, Lucifer. We know the Bible tells us that he was cast out of heaven There was no rebellion in heaven. I'm not going to get into that today. I've done it before. There was no rebellion in heaven. And God cast Lucifer out of heaven because of his sin. And the scriptures tell us where he cast Lucifer to. The fallen angels were cast into hell, chains of darkness. The chains of darkness, of course, are not physical chains. They are spiritual chains of darkness. Wherever you see the word darkness in the Bible, it usually deals with spiritual darkness, and they can never be saved. They can never be redeemed. They were cast into hell. And the prince of darkness, also cast into hell, was Lucifer. And these are the powers and the principalities in heavenly places. Heaven, of course, the highest, holiest heaven, is the abode of God. And then you have the heaven where the heavenly bodies reside, which is the universe, the planets and the stars, not just the ones in our universe, but the galaxy itself. They reside there, the fallen angels. Hell is in the center of the earth. The Bible calls it the pit. The Bible calls it the pit where you go down. In the Old Testament, it's called go down to Sheol. We also know it's also in Old Testament paradise. It separates, so one side is paradise and the other side is hell, as in the Old Testament. And it is in the pit of the earth. So here's what we got. When God created the earth, apparently the earth was already here before he created anything. He created the heavens and the earth, unoccupied, and then he wanted life on the earth, no problem. And then he wanted to create life in the water, in the sea, and in the fowls in the air. Praise God, as we just said. And then he wanted to create the animals, and he wanted to create man, no problem. But the problem here, not the problem, but the issue here, in verse 26, and God said, let us make man after our image, after our likeness. The us, he's talking to the Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Man is God is a spirit. He's not flesh and blood. God is a spirit, which is breath, which is energy. And that's what, and when he breathed in our nostrils, himself, he breathed himself into our nostrils, and we became like God. The icon, that's what the word image means, the icon, the representative of God. When you see Hulk Hogan on TV, whether you watch wrestling or not, first thing comes to your mind is wrestling, because he is the representative of wrestling. So here is the question, and we may need another show to do justice to this program. Why, if God casts Satan out of heaven into the earth, and hell is in the pit of the earth, why would God bring himself, create himself in the earth on top of Satan? Why would God do that? If he's already cast life onto the earth, hell is in the center of the earth, the fallen angels and Lucifer dwell there, the unbelievers, those that do not know God, go there by the masses. Earth is like a prison. Why would he create himself through man on the earth? Today's message is entitled, We Are God's New Army. And the answer to that question is, we are the newest army of Jesus Christ. We are the army of God. That's why we are made in the image of God, because God put himself to resolve the conflict that started in heaven is being resolved on earth. We are the army of God. Man is the chosen of God. On one side, as God does, he chooses a remnant out of himself, for himself. And it is true that the overwhelming majority of all human beings that have ever been created in the image of God, of course, are the armies of Satan. We'll talk about that in a second. We are the armies of God. Now, this is what soldiers do. They battle against the enemy. That's why we battle against Satan. And we also understand that God is a warrior, and I'm proving it now, that this battle between darkness and light is a predetermined predetermined battle with a predetermined ending. I'm not talking about the lake of fire. I'm not talking about what happens to Satan at the end. That we know that. We're talking about today. We're talking about in your town. We're talking about what happens with you. We're talking about the absolute predetermined victory over the powers of darkness that the sons of God have. Now, this is why we're called the sons of God. When you're sitting on the toilet, you're the sons of God. When you're munching on some Skittles, you're a son of God. Why are we called the sons of God? Well, now you can see. No matter how you feel, no matter how you're feeling today, your emotions will always trick you, and they will not be truthful to you. You are the sons of God. We are the army of God, the new army of Jesus Christ. Now, why would God bring this conflict from heaven to earth? We ask the question all the time. With all the things that are going on in the world, and the worst is yet to come, and we know that the unseen powers of darkness are behind it that influence the children of disobedience. You see, the army of Satan and what Satan does in this world, he must use a human being or the things of this world. That's how God planned it. And what God does in this world, by the divine law of God, he must use a human being or the things of this world. When God wanted to decide it in his predetermined plan to remove the Israelites from Egypt in a mighty way, he used Moses. You can't get away from that. You can say God did this, God did this, and God did that as long as you want to, but you have to recognize Moses. Praise God. And what God wanted to do in this world to subdue everything here in verse 28, he used Adam. Why does God have to use and why does God want to use man? Because God is a warrior and we are the newest army of Jesus Christ. We see very clearly that God could have dealt with the conflict in heaven with his own angelic beings that he created to do so. But In Ephesians chapter 2 and 3, we see what the struggle is about, that God wanted to manifest his manifold wisdom, how intelligent he is, how smart he is, how much power he has to the powers and principalities in high places. He already done that in heaven. He had already made everything in heaven, and so we come down to the Garden of Eden. You see, and this is for another Bible study, that God put in Adam and Eve, verse 29, the ability, the desire to eat. Verse 29, he's saying that every fruit and vegetable, every herb of the tree, very quickly in 29, he has given to Adam and Eve for meat. Therefore, he gave them the ability and he gave them the desire to eat. So God puts the tree in the forbidden fruit in the middle of the garden and tells them not to eat when he already put the desire in them to eat. Well, what did he do that for? Well, God wanted conflict. The same conflict in heaven he brought to earth. Of course, he knew that man would sin because Satan was already on the earth. What is God doing? We are the new army of God. We are the newest army of Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible. My name is Brother James. Today's message is we are God's new army, and we will have to do another Bible study on that. But I want you to understand now why we are in conflict with the unseen powers of darkness who work through the children of disobedience. Because if God wanted just his own army, he would have just made the remnant of mankind. He would have just breathed in the remnant of mankind. But he breathed in all the human beings that have ever lived and that are living now. And there's a reason for that. So we're going to pick this up in our next Bible study. Until we meet again, may God keep you in peace.